Topical Halacha series, Erev Hanukkah, Parshas Vayeshev, Beis Tefillah, Tov Shin Ein Zayin. This Motzei Shabbos, B'Shah Toiv U'Mutzlachas, we're going to be involved with three mitzvahs that are coming our way. Shabbos has to come out. After that, the candles, the Hanukkah candles, have to be lit, and Havdalah has to be said. How do we organize ourselves? What comes first? I should add, and also Maariv has to be said. When are we going to daven Maariv? When are we going to do Havdalah? And when are we going to light the candles? And which order? I'd like to start off learning a very short Gemara in Shabbos, Chof Gimel Amud Beis. Rava has a question. By Rava, Ner Hanukkah, the Kiddush Hayoim Mahu. We have an Oni, a poor person. He has money to buy either a candle for Hanukkah or wine for his Kiddush. He can make Kiddush on bread, but he wants to buy wine for his Kiddush, because that's the most appropriate way. Zochreo layayin. And this guy has to make a decision. He has money for one. Either he will buy a Hanukkah candle and he will not have wine for Kiddush, or he should buy wine for Kiddush and have no Hanukkah candle. Yes? That's right, correct. That's what I was discussing. What I was discussing, he has to make a decision, one or the other.
No, he has an option to do both.
No.
What he can do, Kiddush on the bread.
Yeah, but the Chathchila should do on wine. Kiddush the rice should do on bread, say that, but the Chathchila Zochreo Layayin.
Is this the first night?
Does it make a difference? No difference? The Gemara clarifies.
The first night is the first night of Hanukkah.
Okay, doesn't make a difference. All the mitzvahs of Hanukkah are equal, same kedusha the first day and the second day, or the third day. There's no difference between the mitzvahs.
And the first night, he already has lived one night. He didn't have to make kiddush.
I'm not with you. Not with you. Every he either does Kiddush or lights a Hanukkah candle. He lights other days, not going to help him. That day he doesn't have. Okay? The Gemara clarifies, what are the tzadim? On one hand, we have a principle called Todir. Todir, v'she'ena Todir, Todir koidin. It's the din deraisa. They go after Todir. The mission says, "Kol atodim mechaveroi, koidim mechaveroi." You have a korban. That's a Todir. Versus another korban, you take the, you choose the Todir.
But in class, it's just a din in abdomen.
Here the Gemara says, as the Gemara suggests that maybe Todir. The Gemara does bring in Todir over here. Says the Gemara, Kiddush Hayoim Adif, the Todir. Kiddush Hayom is something recited every Shabbos versus Hanukkah is once a year? Or Pirsumei Nisa is Adif? So this is what Rabbi's question is grappling with. Should we give preference to the Tadir mitzvah, buy wine for Kiddush and drop the Hanukkah mitzvah? Or we'll choose the Hanukkah mitzvah because of Pirsumei Nisa and drop the Tadir? That was Rabbi's question. It's all drabbanon. It's all the same level. I have a mitzvah. It's all. I have a chiyuv drabbanon. Do all these things. Basa de baya hoda poshta. After Rava asked the question, he comes to a conclusion that ner Hanukkah adif mishum pirsumei nisa. Rava, without bringing any rayas, voices, just his heart, his lave tells him, Pirsumei Nisa will outbeat Tadir. And that's the halacha. That's the halacha l'maisa. Pirsumei Nisa overcomes Tadir. So, we'll see. So, we'll take the. So now we have our Lechura. We have a Matzah Shabbos. When Shabbos goes out, we're going to have at our faith Mitzvahs Havdalah or Mitzvahs Hadlokas HaNeirois. Based on what we just learned, what should we do first? Havdalah. Why? According to what we just learned in the Gemara, Tadir, Pirsumei Nisa Adif. Surely we should be doing that Lokas HaNeiros first. But, and this but, we have to see, look into Tosfos. And Tosfos talks about Shabbos, Hanukkah, Rosh Chodesh, Teves. Every Hanukkah, the Lo Yotze Min HaKlal, there's a Rosh Chodesh Teves in the middle. It always happens, I don't know how. It always happens. Hanukkah is in Kislev, and Rosh Chodesh Teves jumps in. Okay. We'll accept that one. And sometimes it happens on a Shabbos. When that happens on a Shabbos, we're going to take out of the Torah. We're going to take out three Sifrei Torah. One, the Shabbos reading. Then after we have the Rosh Chodesh reading, then we have a Hanukkah reading, and we have a Torah of Hanukkah. That's what happens. And the question is, why do we read Rosh Chodesh before Hanukkah? In the Torah reading, why doesn't Hanukkah come first before Rosh Chodesh? That's what Tosfos wants to understand. And Tosfos has three explanations. Why do we read Rosh Chodesh before Hanukkah?
Isn't the halakha?
Everything that pertains to Hanukkah, just that locker, anything that's part of Hanukkah is part of Pirsumei Nisa. Not just that locker.
The Gemara was talking about the candle.
This Gemara was talking about the candle, but surely we could apply that to other parts of Hanukkah.
You think so?
Why not?
It sounds like it's referring to the
Gemara was talking about the menorah, but we'll see. Okay, we'll see what Tosfos does understand and applies to other aspects of Hanukkah as well. Hanukkah is all about Pirsumei Nisa, says Tosfos. You know why does the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh precede the Kriyas HaTorah of Hanukkah? What about Pesumin Yisav? Says Tosfos, and it's what Greg says. There's a big difference between the case of the Gemara to the case of Shabbos reading, the Rosh Chodesh reading. When it's one or the other, you have to make a decision either to do Kiddush Hayom or to do Hadlakas HaNeros. Then Pesumin Yisav says, you have to take me into account. I have to be there for Pesumin Yisav. But when it's a question, when we are going to do both, just the question, who will come first? There's no rush. Pesumin Yisav can be second. Here, we'll apply a standard rule of Tadir v'sheinu Tadir. Tadir koidem. When it's Efshe l'kayim shneim, we can do both. We'll do both. So Rosh Chodesh, Kislev, Chodesh Teves Chanukah, we have three Sifrei Torah, we're going to do them all. So we'll read Rosh Chodesh first, we didn't Tadir, then we'll read Chanukah second. The Pesumin Yisav, in this case, doesn't need to come first. There's no need for that. Yeah, but if we had only one Sefer Torah, we only had time to read one of them, we'll choose the Kriyasa Torah of Hanukkah. But that's not the case. When you can do both, there's no preference to Pesumin Yisav. Adarabba, we'll go Basar Todir. That's the first Teretz of Tosfos. Greg, that's what you said, right? Gevaldik. Second Teretz of Tosfos. Second Teretz. Do you know why Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh precedes the Kriyas HaTorah of Hanukkah? Because there is very little Pesumin Yisav in the Kriyas HaTorah of Hanukkah. Does anyone remember what do we read on Hanukkah in the Kriyas HaTorah? Do we read Megillas Antiochus? What do we read? What? The Nesim, Korbanos. The connection to Hanukkah is very slim. We don't talk about Neros. There's no Pesumin Yisav, En Kol Kach Pesumin Yisav, in the Kriyas HaTorah of Hanukkah. Therefore, the Rosh Chodesh will come before. What does that mean? In principle, were it to be there was mention of Neros in the Kriyas HaTorah of Hanukkah, what would happen? Ah, Mordechai. Then what? So what would we do? Sorry? There is the Tadir. Were it to be the Kriyas HaTorah of Hanukkah would entail Neros, what would happen? Read Hanukkah first. It right, just happens to be that in the Kriyas HaTorah of Hanukkah, the Pesumin Yisav is very, very limited, small. So we don't bother. But in principle, were it to be with half Pesumin Yisav, it would precede Havdali, even though we can do both. Third Teretz of Tosfos. Why is it we read Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh before we read Kriyas HaTorah of Hanukkah? Because we're playing a trick. We have a bias, we have an agenda. What's our agenda? After the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh, and after the next Kriyas HaTorah, we have a maftir. We have a haftorah. We only read one haftorah. What decides the haftorah? The haftorah is always linked to the kriya that the last kriya we had. We will choose the haftorah that relates to the maftir. So we have an agenda. If we're going to push Hanukkah ahead, if Hanukkah will be the first kriya and Rosh Chodesh will be the last kriya, what's going to happen to the which haftorah will we read? Rosh Chodesh. So since we don't want that to happen, we have a bias, we have an agenda, so we play a game. We say Rosh Chodesh b'vakasha, go before, ladies first. So therefore, we let Rosh Chodesh go first, then Hanukkah comes last, and then we get the haftorah of Hanukkah. See? It's a game. Again, in principle, if we weren't playing any games, any tricks, I have two mitzvahs to be done, I'm going to do both. I have a Tadir mitzvah and I have a Pirsum Minitza mitzvah. Which one should go first? I'm not playing games. Pirsum Minitza should go first. In this case, in Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, we prefer not to exert our rights, and we allow Rosh Chodesh to go first, so Hanukkah could be last, so we can get the after of Hanukkah. So let's just summarize. Three tirutzim in Tosfos. Why is it in Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Hanukkah we do Rosh Chodesh then Hanukkah? Why? Reason number one is what's reason number one that Hanukkah comes first? Sorry, I made a mistake. What's the reason that Rosh Chodesh comes first? Because Tadir Chodesh comes first. Only when it's a choice of one or the other, then Pirsum Minisa kicks in. But if we're going to do both, there's no rush. Pirsum Minisa doesn't push. That's the first teretz. But the second teretz says, Be'etzem, in principle, Pirsum Minisa does push ahead, but in that case, there's no Pirsum Minisa. It's very small, we don't mention Neros. Third teretz says also, in principle, Pirsum Minisa does push ahead, but we have a bias. We're trying to gain the results of the haftorah, so we allow Rosh Chodesh to be first. How does all this connect to us? All this connects to us is when we come on Motzei Shabbos, we're going to do both mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem, we have wine for Abdullah, and we have candles. We have a Hanukkah candle. We're going to do both. What should push ahead? What should we do first? We have a Tadir of Havdalah, and we have a Pirsum Minisa of Hanukkah. What should come first? Says the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Goyin. Going the first Teretz of Tosfos. What should come first? First Teretz of Tosfos. It's your Teretz. Tadir, right? So therefore, Havdalah should come first. Because Pirsum Minisa doesn't push ahead. If you're going to do both, Pirsum Minisa doesn't push. You go after Tadir. But according to the second Teretz of Tosfos, then in principle, if there is Pirsum Minisa, it pushes ahead. Then what should we do first? Neros Hanukkah. And according to the third Teretz of Tosfos, the only because of a bias do we not push ahead. But normally speaking, Pirsum Minisa would push ahead. So therefore, what should we do first? Neros. It says the Gro in Shulchan Aruch would depend on the Tirutzim of Tosfos. Okay, that's one side of the story. So apparently, the Tirutzim of Tosfos is the Halacha Lemaisa. What do we do first? Right? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? In Tof Reish Pei Aleph, what do we do first, actually? Does anyone know? What? Yeah? Says Shulchan Aruch, Tof Reish Pei Aleph, Matlikim Ner Chanukah. Says Shulchan Aruch, you start off with Adlokas Ner Chanukah. No, doesn't change. Yeah? But we'll see. Oh, so what came out, Rabbi Tzai? So since we have a Shulchan Aruch, and we light Neros Hanukkah first, so therefore, which Teretz of Tosfos are we going to pass in like? Second and third, right? That Pirsum Minisa pushes ahead. Nachon? Not necessary. Not Muchach. Could we have another svara? Okay? We just want one aspect. So we have another svara. That even if Suminisa doesn't push ahead, in this case we will. Why is that the case? There's another svara, quoted in the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. It says, Afuke Yoima, so bring Shabbos out late, Kama de Ma'achrinan Le Odif. The later you can do the Abdullah, the better. Ki Heichi de Loi Havi Alon Kamasoi. So it shouldn't give the impression that we're happy to get rid of Shabbos. We all know when a Yom Tov falls on a Motzei Shabbos, what Kiddush do we make? What's it called? When Yom Tov falls on a Motzei Shabbos, Yaknahaz, correct. Yain, Kiddush, Ner, Havdolah Zman. We have a combination of Havdolah from the Shabbos and Kiddush for the day, for the fourth time Yom Tov. Why is it we do Kiddush first for the forthcoming Yom Tov, and then we do Abdullah for the previous Shabbos? Wouldn't it make more sense to do Abdullah first and then do Kiddush? Finish with the Shabbos the previous day and start with the next day do Kiddush. And especially Dusha of Shabbos is greater than Dusha of Yom Tov. Why is it we do Yaknahaz? Why does the Kiddush precede Avdolah? Anyone know? Okay, we're now we're Motzei Shabbos.
You extend the Shabbos, but only making Avdolah. Even though you're making Kiddush, you understand beyond.
Yeah, it's still Shabbos day. I don't think it's Shabbos anymore. It's ready after Maariv. He's having a long Maariv, long drasha from the. No, he hasn't made Avdolah. He's had a long Maariv, long drasha. Said Yom Tov to everyone. Two hours after Shkia. I don't think it's Shabbos anymore. He says they have dollar. Why is it you do things out of order? Why is it the Kiddush comes? The Kiddush for the next day comes before the Abdullah of the previous day. Does that make sense? What's the reason? Because we have the Svara of Afu Ke Yoima. Afu ke yoima, to bring the day out is better, the later that we can. So we Abdullah, we're escorting Shabbos out. So we escort it out as late as we can. That's why Abdullah comes after Kiddush. Shulchan Aruch, Tof Pei Tes, Steve Tes. When you have on Motzei Shabbos, you have Abdullah to do. And Sfira Sa'oimer. You have to count the Oimer and do Avdolah. What comes first? Why? Why does Sfira come first? Oh, says the Mishnah Berurah. Afuke Yoimer, Machino, Koma de Efshar. Avdolah is good to do late. Therefore, in our case, where we have a clash, we have Abdullah to do, Pesuminisa to light. Here we have a clash. We did say Svara, when the second Teretz Tosfos, the third Teretz Tosfos, we should do Abdullah first, overrides Tadir. When the first Teretz Tosfos, do Abdullah last, to you do Adokas Neros. Did I say wrong? Sorry, my mistake, correct. When the first Teretz Tosfos Havdolah first, second Teretz and third Tosfos Hadokas Neros first, the Shulchan Aruch passing Hadokas Neros doesn't mean it's passing Hadokas Neros Tosfos, because we have a counter svara that in this case Havdolah should become last because it's Chura Yoima. Yes. Just waste time. 100%. Because that means that's a zilzul. If you have other mitzvahs to do, we say Shabbos, we like you very much. We're not, stay around, hang around. 100%. 100%.
Right.
good. As long as we have other good things to do. Right. Correct. 100%. Now, we have another svara. Which is quoted in the Beis Yosef Shem Raivat. And this svara says, it's inappropriate to make Avdolah after Hadlakas HaNeros. Why is that the case?
Seems like you did Melacha before.
Okay. Before Avdolah, you know in Johannesburg, everyone drives back from Shul, Motzei Shabbos, and then you make Avdolah home. Mayesh.
You said in Avdolah.
Okay.
You said in Mari.
There as well. Rabbi say, what's inappropriate about making Abdullah after Hadlokas HaNeiros? This is quoting the Beis Yosef in the name of the Raivad. How can you make Birkas Boyer Meir Ish? Just lit Hanukkah candles with light, with fire. Then you go and make Abdullah, you make, oh, Baruch Hashem, Boyer Meir Ish. You've already been there for Nesh. Oh.
So.
Okay. Says the writer. Afal pi. That you also learn it for him. You've already been mishtamish beish. You've been involved with fire. So why now making broken fire? You've already been using fire. And true, but it's not appropriate to say a bracha afterwards when you've been involved with fire all the time. And you know what? So even the mitzvah, you said you had a shamash, you lit your shamash, so you were from the fire. And therefore, it's not appropriate. Now this far. The Oruch HaShulchan says that even though normally speaking, we say Afuke Yoima Machrinon, it's good to take a dollar out late. But he says it's inappropriate, there's no point in making a dollar after Neros Hanukkah. Why? He says, Honicha, if you're saying Sfira Saloimer for you say Abdullah, no, doing other things. Here, you're doing a melacha. The whole Hadlakas HaNeiros is Chilul Shabbos. It's truly made of that you've already said a Magdol. Between a Maisa, the whole Maisa shows that Shabbos is out. You're doing a public Hadlakas HaNeiros. That means Shabbos must be out already. He says there's no point in pushing off Avdolah. If you're doing Melacha privately to yourself, say this, you can. Shabbos is still around. You're still in the atmosphere of Shabbos. Officially. You haven't escorted the queen out. If you make a public hadlaka, which obviously you're publicly declaring that Shabbos is not here anymore, there's no point in keeping the queen waiting. And therefore he says,
so why in shul
he says no choice. He says let's pursue minister the rabbin, special pursue minister. We can't miss the opportunity.
Well, but based on what you just said now,
yeah,
there would be no point in making a door.
Make a door after? No, of course we have to make a door. The question: what to put first? If you say if we can make a door in shul, so you're asking make a door in shul, so you should have door first. I hear what you're saying. Okay, the Maestro, what comes out of all this? Yes?
The Mishra,
yes. It's not a Melacha. I'm asking, but it's not a Melacha.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying it is not Shabbos.
That's what Oruch HaShulchan says. Oruch HaShulchan, yes. Oruch HaShulchan. Okay, so this point will summarize what's halacha lemaisa. Shulchan Aruch says Hadlakas HaNeiros first. good to take Shabbat out late. Presuminista Odif, 0.1 Teretz. Presuminista Odif. Look at scenarios. There are Gdoyle Achroinim, the Maharal in Prague, and Taz and others who held no Havdalah first. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid. Take your pick. Whatever you do is good. We brought this Dati. Now, there's another important point. When do we daven Maariv? In the Maaser Rav of the Goyim of Vilna, he was Mizdariz. He said people have to daven Maariv early. As early as possible. Why? Because when's that countdown? The countdown for our Hadok HaSaneh, the Motzei Shabbos, is if you hold from Shkia Sacham or whatever, you have to daven Maariv as early as possible. The Bi'alocha brings their people who are Mimoitze Shabbos like Zman Hagro. What's Zman Hagro? Sorry? No, earlier. The Mimoitze Shabbos, what is Gro? Seisakuchovim is 3/4 of a mil. A mil is either 18 minutes or 24 minutes. So if a mil is 24 minutes, how much is 3/4 of a mil? 18. But if a mil is 18 minutes, how much is 3/4 of a mil? 13.5. So Bi Halacha says there were people who Moitzei Shabbos, they were lighting candles 3/4 of a mil based on Kshitas HaGro, which is either 13.5 minutes after Shkia or 18 minutes after Shkia. On Shabbos Hanukkah, they're going wild. He says they're making a big mistake, because even the Gro says it's only Yom Nisan, Yom Tishrei, when the days and nights are equal and the above the horizon. But in Europe, it's longer. Kids, you need 3 koichovim. But that's what we're learning, that people were going wild. If you hold, or Moshe Feinstein, others hold, if you hold Rabbeinu Tam, can't be maker. If you hold Rabbeinu Tam as Ikar Adin, can't be maker. The Meister in Eretz Yisrael, where I live, where I'm sure where you live as well, they daven Maariv early. Maariv is 10 minutes earlier than it normally is. I'm not sure, but my shul, all the Maaravs are 10 minutes earlier. There are Maaravs are 20 minutes after Shkia, the private ones. But in the shuls, it's 30 minutes after Shkia. Why? Because people are not doing Malacha, but they're ready. They're ready to be there on the moment. The Brisker Rav said no. He said, the Zman Hadlaka, Motzei Shabbos, is different than Zman Hadlaka of during the week. The Zman Hadlaka starts when Shabbos is out. Whenever you normally take Shabbos out, there is no need to rush. Rabbi Skurov. People do different things. The Ikra is don't be Mechal Shabbos. Whoever is Ikra Adin by you, you shouldn't be lenient, which what the Bi'alocha says, what people are doing. But Moshe finds in Shuvah says that you have no right to be Noeg like the Gro Lekula. Only unless you pass in yourself the Sugya, then you can pass in for yourself. But to rely on the Gro, you cannot rely on Kula. Unless you heard it directly from the Gro himself, or from his Talmidim. But you can't be passed on. You cannot have a heter against the local Minag, unless you heard it yourself. Therefore you have no heter to be noeg like the Gro or Kula. If you hold out the Gro, if your Talmud is the Gro, and you know it calls for Echa like the Gro, you know, the Asra da Blezer, they would cut trees to make coals, to make a knife, to do Mila on Shabbos. The Gemara says they lived for long life, because that was their Rebbe, so they were noeg like him, the Kula. So if you mamish your Talmud is the Gro, and you know it calls for Echa like the Gro, l'chura you should be at the beginning like the Gro. Yesh la milis ma'ich. So the Meisher, no. only if you heard it directly. And as you pass in the sugya yourself, you mamash, you learn the sugya, you learn the sugya, and you're bala raw, and you came to that conclusion yourself, fine. But if you just follow what the Gross says, unless you had the direct psak from him, you heard it yourself, or from maybe his Talmud, maybe one, they could also be Mekel for you, then you can't be Mekel. Anyway, all of Yadenu, it's Kedai, to prepare all the nerus today. Today, everything has to be set up. So Matzah Shabbos. Don't be Moed Shabbos, don't be Chal Shabbos. If you can daven Maariv earlier than normal, that's possible. You should be ready to light as quickly as you can. Especially that nowadays, that Kol Taregim Nashuk could be much longer. The Messiah's people are up much later, and therefore, it's another reason not to be lenient, Chas V'Sholom, on any Chashash Chil Shabbos. Thank you very much.